Welcome to Native Talks, it's Jen again, and today we're talking about negotiation tactics. Negotiation is important in business. You'll need to negotiate your pay, vacation time, or even close out a deal. I'll break down this topic into three parts: preparation, process, and settlement. Part one is preparation. So lack of preparation in a negotiation almost always sets a person up for failure. First and foremost, each party must clearly define their own goals and objectives. Secondly, each party must anticipate the goals of the opposition. This may require doing a little bit of background research. Finally, each party must come up with various alternatives to their main objectives. Here are some preparatory questions to ask yourself before beginning talks with the other party. What is my main objective? What are all of the alternatives I can think of? Why do I deserve to have my goals met? What will my opponent's counterproposal likely consist of? And how can I respond to this counterproposal? Knowing the bottom line of what you're trying to get and to defend yourself is key. Part two of the process of negotiating. So now it's time to negotiate, and here are a few golden rules to successful negotiations. First off, always try to negotiate for at least 15 minutes. Any less than that, and it's unlikely that either party has had enough time to fairly consider the other side. Generally, the size or seriousness of the negotiation determines the amount of time needed to negotiate it. Setting a time limit is a good idea. Approximately 90% of negotiations get settled in the last 10% of the discussion. Number two, always offer to let the other party speak first. This is especially important if you're the one making a request for something like a raise, and the other party may have overestimated what you're going to ask for and may actually offer more than what you were going to request. Number three, always respect and listen to what your opponent has to say. This is important even if he or she does not extend the same courtesy to you. Do your best to remain calm and pleasant even if the other party is displaying frustration or anger. Remember, some people will do anything to intimidate you. Number four, acknowledge what the other party says. Everyone likes to know that what they say is important, and if the other party opens first, use it to your advantage by paraphrasing what you have heard. Repeat their important ideas before you introduce your own even stronger ideas. Number five, pay attention to your own and to your counterpartner's body language. Make sure that you aren't conveying any negative body language. Language to use to show understanding and agreement on a point. You can say, "I agree, that's fair, you have a strong point there, I think we can both agree. I don't see any problem with that." Language to use for objection on a point or offer. You can say, "I understand where you're coming from, however," or "the way I see it," or "I'm afraid that doesn't work for me. Do you have a better offer?" Finally, part three, we get to settlement. There are a number of signals that indicate that negotiations are coming to a close, and this may not always mean that an agreement has been reached. In many cases, there are many rounds of negotiations, and the preliminary round may uncover the major issues, while subsequent rounds may be needed to discuss and to resolve them. Here are some signals of talks coming to close. A difference of opinion has been significantly reduced, or one party suggests signing an agreement, or both parties indicate that a period of time to pause and reflect is necessary. And here's language you can use in closing. "It sounds like we've met some common ground," or "I'm willing to leave things there if you are," or "I'm willing to work with that," or "I think we can both agree to these terms," or "I think we should get this in writing." And finally, even "you've given me a lot to think about and consider, and I'll get back to you once we've both had some time to talk."